Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
You mean, that's your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new Untold Story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
It's a new Untold Story.
A new Untold Story.
A new Untold Story, episode 306.
306.
Live from Alaska, 306 area code. That's Saskatchewan.
It's the dance you do when you say it.
Let's restart. I hate that I just did that. Nah, fuck it. We have been in Alaska, doing like 16-hour filming days.
Mm-hmm.
Got a hell of a video coming out.
But I think it's our best one.
I do too. But I have not had the chance to write the news, so it kind of sucks. Yeah.
Well, I actually wrote some this time, so I can take it away. Finally, KB gets...
Yeah, you have a mic issue.
Thank you for...
Jesus fucking Christ! How? Every time? Fucking... Fasoli, I've had a mic issue every time we filmed, so I expected that. How did you play...
But we don't have a printer, so it's just a blank piece of paper. It's on my phone. But I still got you with the paper. Thank you, Fasoli.
I was about to get pissed. What was possibly wrong with the mic, Fasoli? What the fuck was possibly wrong?
Let's get into the news. 113-million-year-old dinosaur footprints discovered in a Texas dried riverbed. This is the first time you can see track marks on a river since Joaquin's brother died.
Oh, man.
Bullied child with dwarfism scores new role in Mad Max movie. I'm sure he won't be bullied anymore after his half second of screen time playing a non-speaking role of disgusting boy number 7. Seahawks rookie wide receiver Bo Melton has taken to Twitter, complaining about opportunity after only getting reps with the third string offense. Many are clapping back at him, telling him to get offline and get to work. I tend to agree. I think that you need to take the elbow, much like a hungry 14-foot tiger shark did to Bethany Hamilton off the Hawaiian coast.
14-foot tiger shark.
With a bow, like it's going to be a Violet Beauregard show.
I thought that too.
A Texas back-to-school commercial of a little boy waving goodbye to his parents before going to school in body armor has gone viral. I know somebody who would like to be armor after some waves. Bethany Hamilton, famous asymmetrical soul surfer.
She would love to be armor.
A little bit. She's
more arm.
She'd like to be armor. Yeah. She'd like to be armor.
Mm-hmm.
So this joke I worked on for like 14 hours and I couldn't think of anything. So this is if you want to help me fill in the blanks here. Ben and Jerry's fails to stop sales in Israel in support of Palestinians after parent company Unilever puts their foot down. What Ben and Jerry's can do is make pro-Palestine flavors. Look out for pints of Islamic Resistant Movement, Rocky Road, parentheses, due to IEDs, and at least we didn't kill Jesus chip. Those were the three flavors I thought of.
Yeah.
Mix them together to make a suicide.
Oh, man.
This is a bad one. The man who held and stole from Kim Kardashian... at gunpoint, just did a tell-all interview.
Okay.
Finally, Rob Kardashian in the headlines without seeing a fat, gross, disgusting body. In all seriousness, this had to be traumatic for Kim. She was tied up in her bathtub. Finally, Rob Kardashian isn't the only tubby one.
Jesus, dude.
Bison let free onto a Sioux reservation. KB's dad let a bi son free when he caught Kyle fucking a dude on his 18th birthday. Coincidentally, Kyle tried to sue, but his lawyer dropped him after Kyle tried to have sex with him as well.
Okay. Jeez. Are you good, Donnie? Sorry for making you do that.
My shoulders fucking kill.
Yeah.
But dude, screen. Can I at least read a joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can read that one.
That's like 5 pounds. Yeah, paperweight.
That was impressive.
Yeah, you have to hold it all
the time. No, I was saying it wasn't impressive. Oh, okay.
The Anus Boys are in Alaska with the Wonton Don. Oh, that's me. Donnie has a disgusting Boston accent. He says saw like sore. Sore like
when you
his
say
asshole.
Say saw. Say, wait, say saw.
Saw.
Yeah, you say like sore.
Yeah, you yeah, and yeah, okay. You and Dave.
Yeah, all right. He says saw like sore. Sore like his asshole after being fucked by multiple Chinese men.
Oh, Jesus.
Donnie has torn apart more Chinese men than escalator videos on Live Leak. What the fuck?
That's a good read,
that was
Donnie.
A good read, Donnie.
Fucking doing you guys a favor, holding up.
Yeah,
yeah, that was.
Put
nice.
It back. Put it back. Put it back.
What do you guys?
No,
do?
Put
a green screen.
We need it. We're gonna have the most beautiful view in the U.S.
I haven't had sex with a single Chinese man.
Yeah, they were all married.
Yeah. Double the crime,
Donnie. We are literally luggage to him. Taking yeah. us on these trips. Thank you to Donnie.
Thank you to Donnie.
Actually, when I asked Donnie if he speaks Mandarin or Cantonese, he says he does a combo of both called man on knees. He gets on his knees and sucks Chinese man cock as opposed to speaking verbally.
Yeah. Hey, come hold that up for me.
When a cute girl tries to give a quick kiss to Donnie, he does a pecking duck to avoid it because it's not from a man. He has never seen a man ass he won't want on. When Donnie sleeps with a woman, he has to have the lights completely off. Unless she's super masculine, then they can just dim some. Donnie is gay and has an Asian fetish. He loves Philippines. Pakistan.
Where is it?
He tongue ties.
Can you guys go back to
and
like
he fucked Jordan?
That was his flu game.
Listen, if you guys talk about current events, I'll hold the green screen.
Kyle,
you have current events?
I think I actually do.
Donnie, I guess you can still talk through your eye. The mic pro.
Okay. All right, Kyle, let's hear it.
I have some current events that are also local. Sarah Palin is seeking a political comeback and is among the Republican candidates advancing to the November general election. In the race for Alaska's only House seat in Juneau. Sarah wants to be in Juneau again? I guess Elliot Page is going to have to do the impregnating this time.
Pretty good. Pretty topical.
Mm-hmm. Clinicians across the world are seeing a massive influx of COVID-19 patients experiencing unexpected hair loss, perhaps due to the stress of the diagnosis. Unexpected hair loss? What did it do? Race a tortoise?
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Dude, that one was edgy. That was an edgy one.
David Shore, the Emmy Award-winning writer of House, is set to produce a female-led spinoff of The Good Doctor titled The Good Lawyer, which will be released as a backdoor pilot during The Good Doctor season 6. Working on multiple shows at once may be a daunting task, but if anyone has the ability to shoot both and still expect a timely release, it's someone who's written House.
Oh, no.
Eight seasons in less than 8 years. It's impressive. Dr. Fauci revealed that he still employs security to protect his daughters after receiving death threats against his children from armed Trump supporters in 2020. After 2 years of making threats, who would possibly get away with killing Anthony's daughter? KC Chiefs legendary quarterback and Hall of Famer Len Dawson sadly passed away late Wednesday. He loved Kansas City, and no matter where his travels took him, he could not wait to return home. No joke there. Just a legendary quarterback passing away.
You have no joke there?
No, I don't want to respect Len Dawson.
It's getting dark in Alaska. It's like 10 o'clock at night right now. go inside? Donnie?
Yeah. Okay.
Fasoli was trying to tell us to ball tag you. You would have fallen into the fucking frigid waters.
Is it that cold?
Ball tag. Oh, yeah. A sack whack.
Sack. Yeah, yeah, my fault. It's regional.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Fuck you, Fasoli. Fuck you guys, too.
Let's go inside.
Let's go inside.
It's not that bad out.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, that warehouse house is fucking fun. Donnie, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're just going to reply to what I'm going to say. No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
So outside of rediscovering...
We just started recording. So
did we? Yeah. I was gonna go Underland.
That's my game time. I use the game time app all the time to go to brunch.
I went to a Celtics game.
You went to a Celtics game.
Two Celtics playoffs.
Which game? Game four, or just a regular season?
Game three and game seven.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, not...
You went to the elimination game against whom? The Bucks?
The second round, yeah. I went to...
Oh.
Went to...
Yeah, they're great.
Game time is awesome.
It's a PG-13 ad, so one of us can say the F word once if somebody wants to. All
right.
Fuck Golden State.
Yeah, that's good. Fasoli has his phone volume on as soon as we start recording.
Fasoli, what are you doing? This isn't even your bedroom.
Told for
whose bedroom is this?
This is Donnie's bedroom.
This is mine.
And you have a foosball?
You have a foosball.
I've been
just noticed that.
You've been playing no one.
Dude, can we just, real quick?
No, just, I have an entire high school hockey locker room in my room.
Yeah, I have.
No, I'm not joking. I
have a DDR game, like not the mat, like the actual like three dimensional game.
I'm not joking. I have a. You can ask Chris. I have a high school like hockey locker room in my room.
What?
It has like all the cabinets for like jerseys and where you sit on a bench and like get ready.
Is that where the shower is?
It's in another room.
We're in the nicest house in Alaska.
I think that might be a cabinet.
Use code UNTOLD for $20 off. Yeah. You can come see a game in Anchorage. Mm. I think that met our obligations for the ad.
I had an obstacle course in my room. A playground.
That was all junk from your... You have the world's largest suitcase.
Yeah.
It's the Lucas brand. Big Luke. It's the biggest fucking suitcase in the world.
Why is you look like way too...
Trip.
This is going to be a bad visual for me.
Yeah.
Because why are you...
But bad visual. Wait, you know what else is a bad visual? I bought a headband because I'm growing my hair out. And then you sneakily bought a headband in the same exact store?
No.
You need a headband.
Yeah, I do.
For what?
I don't fucking know. It looks sick.
I like you two in the headband.
All right, Alaska. It's Alaska day.
There's no reason for you to be in a headband.
You going to roast me before we recap into Alaska? You going to roast me some more?
I don't have anything to roast you for.
Figured.
We're day four in Alaska. I feel like this is going to be our best video.
It's the season two finale. So
yeah.
Let's hope so.
KB has been taking photos. You've been trying to like... Every time I turn around, you're taking a photo.
We're in one of the most beautiful landscape,
so
geographic, topographic places in the world.
But
I want to look back one day and be like...
Because I would have clowned you and stopped you. Be like, dude, stop being like... Stop being gay. And it kind of... I've been worried about you, though. But then I saw you taking photos. And I thought, somebody who takes photos of a ton of stuff... isn't playing.
Won't commit suicide.
Absolutely
yeah.
Not, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Because like, why, if you were going to kill yourself, why take photos?
Yeah. The most depressed people I know hide from the camera.
Look at my camera.
No, I just don't want my like obituary or like death recap to be like, he had no hobbies. I want them to be like, he loved adventures and wildlife.
Well,
I would just... He was an avid hiker and a fisherman, and he loved the outdoors. I was like, no, that was a forced trip by a sponsored video series that I did not want to do.
He loved Labatt Blue Light, wearing the gear on his adventures. Donnie, your funeral slideshow is going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm already like
you'll be closed casket, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
No, I sometimes think like what would it be to die on one of these trips, just because of like
the views.
How like lit, like all my view counts would explode, and then the funeral, like Portnoy might show up.
No.
That'd be
yeah.
No,
I don't.
I think no.
Well, would definitely
your view count,
but they would all be like, "Oh, Dave, you need to give a speech. You were his boss for 5 years," and he'd be like, "Donnie, saw him around the office a couple times."
You've got
guys fucking great.
You flew a drone in the office.
Yes, I flew a drone. I tried to get drone footage of the rundown, and Portnoy was none too pleased. But he has a tough history with drones. The first time he was like, I need drone footage, Hank broke out the drone and almost chopped his finger off. I think it was hanging by a thread.
The first time, Fasoli. He flew it right.
Show your finger scar. No.
You remember he was on the boat.
He's not happy. Fasoli, you can defend yourself if you want to.
But no. Fasoli's bummed because he just got stood up by his uncle.
Yes.
All right, we're going to start with Fasoli.
Yeah, we'll start with Fasoli.
Apologies.
Fasoli's uncle lives in Alaska in Anchorage. And Fasoli's been trying to meet up with him.
Yeah, he's from Cape Cod, which is literally the furthest away from Alaska that you can get in
pretty
the U.S.
Much,
yeah,
much.
He's finally in his uncle's home state, in his home city. And you invited him over for just like Thai food and like to chill with the boys, the Barstool boys, Nick and KB and Donnie.
And got stood up by your uncle.
Did he say? He said it was getting dark.
A little late,
this was at 7. Alaska's Augusts are light.
The sun
all day.
Nah, I gotta get home. It's starting to get dark in 7 hours. We have a full day left.
Okay. All right. That's one for Fasoli. Let's do it.
Out of the way.
Let's get it out of the way.
Donnie, you pranked Fasoli.
Oh yeah.
These trips, there's a lot of like driving. There's a lot of stuff in between. We have to entertain ourselves. You've been flirting in front of people.
Kyle pranked an immigrant.
I pranked a Chinese immigrant and it went terribly. You'll see it in the video.
Pranking a Chinese immigrant might be the easiest possible prank.
I didn't say all that. So, I thought it was a sick prank premise.
It is in the video and you had just met him 10 seconds and then you like
I tried to do a disguise break. You'll see it in the video.
We were doing an interview with the guy. You hadn't even asked him a single question, so he never even registered who you were.
Right.
But then you left the interview, changed your clothes.
I put my hat on frontwards. It was backwards like it is. And I didn't do anything. What else did I do? Put sunglasses on?
No.
I took off my orange costume.
You took off your orange costume.
And it worked.
And you tried to prank him. And then you lifted the hat. You're like, nah, it's me. And he met you. He didn't know who you were. You got him really good.
Yeah, well, you'll see the footage. I did get him good.
No, it was an awesome prank. You really taught that immigrant.
He'd been in the U.S. for 40 years.
Dude, he just fooled that Chinese immigrant.
He was the most famous person in that city.
Yeah, he was.
Of 250 people. But
Donnie.
Oh, yeah. Well, first, I wanted to cover our reindeer prank when we were in the store. So apparently, all the places you go here, they sell reindeer sausage.
Yeah.
And I thought that was cool at first. I was like, I want the pizza with the
It worked on sausage. Me. There was a reindeer hot dog at this place. I was like, I have to try it. And I was like, yeah, this is good, but it tastes exactly like a hot dog. But in my head, I was like, reindeer is awesome.
Proud of yourself because like, oh yeah, hell yeah.
And I checked it off the box.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then we learned there's a rule that you can only put like 2% of reindeer in the sausage and the rest is just pork and beef. And me and Nick were in the gift shop of like a zoo. And I was just like,
why?
Isn't that crazy? Like reindeer sausage, it's all just 2% reindeer. And this dad who just brought his family on vacation to Alaska.
He was in the jerky section. He had a bag. Like, you know how like when people walk in, like in sitcoms, they walk in with their groceries, they have like the baguette sticking out.
Yeah.
Seller sticks a jerky in his bag.
Yeah.
And he goes, 2%. And he just like puts his head down. And he's like, what, 2%?
He's like, is that real?
That's why it tasted like
you can only do 2%
beef. Yeah.
Well, first off,
we ruined his vacation.
We talked to the chef who said you can't legally sell reindeer meat, but you could put like 2% in and still label it reindeer, which is this dad like freaked out.
Yeah, he was not happy at all.
He was like, is that real? Then he like told all of his kids.
Yeah, he went back to the car probably and like, you know, like dads at a certain age, they love trying exotic meats.
Yeah, and like introducing their family.
Yeah, I remember when the Cabela's opened up in Dallas Pike and Wheeling, and like they sold some like elk and bison.
People were going nuts.
All the dads. Yeah,
was like, yeah, it's so much better.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. It's 2%.
When I went to Wheeling, I had some gator. But do you guys have any gators around Wheeling?
No.
Why was that on the menu just randomly there?
Yeah, that is odd. It wasn't good.
No, it was
yeah, you couldn't even finish it. Yeah, I don't. the nearest gator would have to be like South Carolina or something. You think they have gators?
They do.
North Georgia.
A couple people are killed.
Probably South. No, I don't think it's that north. South Georgia.
We've been having exotic palates though. I've had diarrhea horribly since the first day. But on these trips, I'm usually pretty like solid and nice S-shaped. But every time like we pass a certain longitude, like the UP and then here, I've been...
Yeah, you had some shit in Marquette, I remember.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't talk right now.
Your leg looked like an S too, and like the long whole photo.
The worst visual ever of me walking out of the ocean.
Yeah.
The wet seat.
And someone goes, Nick, why do you walk like a slut? And
it was first of all, it was the reflection on the sand, and that sand was like quicksand, and it looked like I had a broken leg.
It looked deformed.
Bad for the rickets.
But overall, Alaska review so far, I love it.
Yeah.
The people here,
yes,
have no.
They're not nefarious.
They're not. They don't express themselves,
no.
Which I like. There's no ego. I was at the Planet Fitness, and I think I was like, it was a crowd at Planet Fitness. I think I was midway through. I think I was on my 12th set of curling 40s. And I looked around mid-set, and I was like, there is no one else here lifting. These people all looked like they were forced to take like a lift, like a gym PE class, weightlifting class, and they all forgot their clothes. So they just had to chill on one of the machines. And then I think I did like 15, 16, I got to 17. I looked around some more and I was like, okay, there's one guy lifting, but he's not looking in the mirror during his sets. There's no vanity. There's no bravado.
No.
Alaskans they'd have nothing. They have no one to impress.
Yeah.
Which
a lot of them
I was
purposely, because like most people we meet, they actually came from the lower 48 and they all seem to just be like, I'm done with those guys. Like they kind of, they have no rush to get back. They're kind of just leaving their past.
And they're they were like, the one guy was like he looked strong, but he was in like a loose fitting Emmett Smith jersey and like cargo khaki pants. And he was doing nothing. No one was exerting themselves at the gym that I was like, I can't remember if this was heavy arm day or light heavy arm day. There were two black. The diversity here is also insane.
This video has more black people in it than we have in any other video we've done.
Yeah,
and we've learned that's a fact.
The only two other
the most
people lifting in Planet Fitness when I was doing a heavy arm day or a light heavy arm day were two black guys. Like light, was it light skin? When you're like half.
Sure.
Yeah. Eskimo brothers. Then they wouldn't look in the mirror after sets. I was like, these guys don't give a fuck. They were very strong. They would not look at themselves. And I'm like, I scour every inch of the mirror to like see like what happens to my muscles after each set. So props to Alaskans.
Props to Alaskans. No vanity. We kind of got off track.
Oh yes.
The Fasoli prank. It made my day because like I said, we don't get bored because these days are really long, but there is a lot of
downtime on the drive and stuff. And yeah, I just needed something to spice up my life. So I texted like three friends. I gave them Fasoli's phone number and I was like, I gave them zero direction. I just said, can you text him something weird? His name's Nick Fasoli.
This guy must be good. Fasoli is, well, you know him by now, but he does the drones for these trips. He's very good at it.
All he does is smile. Right on.
He's broken. He's in the supine position on the bed right now.
The ground.
But so, you can defend yourself if you ever feel the need.
I love you to death. Awful liar. And this or was it your friend that did the lie?
It was my friend. I mean,
it was the least believable lie ever.
The least believable. So all I told my friend, I go, he used to be a valet at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, Mass. Cause that's where he's from. It's on the Cape. He loves mudslides. He's Italian. He went to Merrimack and he likes to fly drones. And that's pretty much all I told him. And so I go, sounds weird. And at first he was like, no, dude, I'm not. And then I had to remind my friend twice. Did you text him? Meanwhile, he's just like working a sales job, being like, what the fuck? Donnie, leave me alone. But he finally sent the text to Fasoli and immediately sparks started to fly. So this was the text. Hi, Nick. This is Ann Brennan with the Cape Cod Times.
Nick already is. Wait. First off, Fasoli's Nick.
Fasoli's first name
is Nick. Yeah. Hi,
Nick. Talking about Fasoli. So, Hi, Nicholas Fasoli. This is Ann Brennan with the Cape Cod Times. We're doing a piece on the downfall of hometown heroes.
Stop. That would never be a piece.
Let's do an article on how our heroes have fallen.
How far our heroes have fallen.
All right. So we're doing a piece on the downfall of hometown heroes. We want to see if we can interview you for the article.
Actually, it is kind of believable. Isn't that like a heroin capital?
Yeah.
So I'm sure like good athletes have succumbed.
I feel like even then they wouldn't want to just like shame the family.
Yeah, let's shame this heroin dyer.
To believe that he has convinced himself that he himself is a hometown hero.
Which I don't necessarily disagree with. He's with KB right now.
They haven't said why. At this point, he could just think they're talking about a hometown hero that he knew and they wanted to hear Fasoli's opinion on him. So she hasn't dropped the anchor yet. All right. And then here it comes. We wanted to see if we could interview you for the article. We were thinking of starting with your thriving career at a valet at the famed Lobster Trap and run through the events that led you to being a failed drone pilot. If you are still local, we can meet at the Lobster Trap to get some shots of you.
Yeah, we're going to defame you and slander you and libel you and take some pictures. Some model shots.
Oh, where you used to be like that.
Somebody like looking really good and just like how far he's fallen.
He used to be a valet here.
He's a failed drone.
Fucking drones like into buildings. All right. If you're still local, we can meet at the Lobster Trap to get some shots of you out front. Please let me know if you're available. Thanks, Ann. So I get a text from my friend saying he sent this to Fasoli, and I think it's going to take a while for like Fasoli to like see the text and start to react. I walk over, I see Fasoli a minute later, and he goes, "Dude, can you believe this? Can you believe this?" He shows me the text. He goes, "The Cape Cod Times is like the largest newspaper on the Cape," and he was concerned about that. He was like, "They're going to write this article. Everyone's going to see it." It wasn't like, "Who is this troll?"
Can we let him defend himself? No. I don't think so.
I think in Fasoli's mind, he's torn because he's like, I have to take this interview or else they're just going to say they reached out to me for comment and I didn't answer.
Yeah, which has happened time and time again. Yeah. So smart on you for that.
Yeah. And so the one thing my friend said after he sent the text, he goes, "I really hope he doesn't try to look up this real person."
They used a real person.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, apparently. And so Fasoli, within a minute, also texts his family and he was like, "Look at these, like, this.
Your dad's kind of a big wig in Cape Cod."
Fasoli name. And they looked her up on LinkedIn. They found, they were like, she's all over LinkedIn. And at that point, I was like, okay, I might have to actually tell the truth sooner than I normally would have because I don't want like people contacting.
Yeah. We heard about the piece you're doing on my boy.
But all right, so Fasoli then started to get pretty serious with me. He was just like, "Dude, how could they say that about me? Like, I'm working in New York. Like, a lot of kids from my town, you know, they have overdosed or something like that." He's like, "I'm actually doing pretty damn well." And I did not disagree with him. But I was like, "Yeah, man, that's very fucked up."
Please tell me he texts back.
So Fasoli wrote a full text that he was about to send to my friend. I'm going to let you read it because I was laughing too hard.
Because I didn't know about the first text. So, Jesus, Fasoli.
Oh, no.
This is the longest blow I've ever seen.
Yeah. The text he was going to send back.
"I don't know who you are, but this is an incredibly rude text to send to someone. I worked at the Lobster Trap for 6 years as a valet and made it out of Bourne, Mass. to go live in New York City. I currently work at the biggest media company in the United States. I'm no quote unquote failed drone pilot. My work is displayed throughout hundreds of videos on a major network that has more followers than the Cape Cod Times does.
Yes, no, it's true. It's true.
You sent me this message while I was droning in Alaska.
That was true too. Because he was.
So hard as shit.
That's why we were waiting for him to see it, because he was droning in Alaska.
Wow. Well, you're sitting there cold calling, making outlandish takes. I don't know where you're getting your information from, but you can take my name off any list for this so-called piece, because I've made more of my life than anyone ever did from that town.
I don't disagree with anything you said. It just, it's awesome that you fell for that to that degree.
You should have seen how Fasoli text me and Kyle the word stewardess.
Oh,
can I defend myself?
Yeah, wait. Autocorrect is not a defense here.
Stewardess.
Because what did you say?
You want me to see how you spell it?
How did you attempt stewardess?
I'm not defending myself against stewardess.
But I actually felt bad. If you said it to my friend, I would have felt kind of bad. Because immediately I told my friend, I was like, he's really pissed. And my friend was like, I feel horrible. Why did you just get me into it?
Yeah.
But then when you were like, you're probably somewhere cold calling, I was like, my friend might be somewhere cold calling.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking hurt. That hits kind of deep.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you would like to defend yourself, I will let you use my mic.
Two seconds.
Okay. But what did he use the word for stewardess?
He spelled stewardess.
So
do you want redemption on stewardess, or should I just tell people how you spelled it?
Tell me about how I spelled it.
Sturdiest.
You're out of front.
Sturdiest.
Okay, well, that's the sturdiest, so fuck you.
Now, did you think they were actually called sturdiest because they can like stand during turbulence?
No. Our friend types stewardess. That's not what I said.
Okay,
so.
No,
dude, that's why she got the job. She's the sturdiest. All right.
So first off, it's kind of hard.
Going back to this message. I was literally, my drone was,
Put it back down. My drone was
120 meters up in the air above a fucking Alaska lakeside town. I get this fucking message blowing me up. And I've been getting random phone calls all week, so I was already pissed off by that. And then I read this text message as I'm bringing my drone in. And you guys know me, I don't fucking read shit. So I read... Hometown hero. I did like ad lib, not ad lib, but
Mad
like
libs.
my eyes were like
your
first
words
in every sentence.
You
every
just
line.
Like picked out word like in a word search. Yeah, you only saw like four
my
words.
Targeted. I felt like the Criminal Minds guy who sees like the words and figures out the whole murder.
The
case.
Genius.
And so at first, I thought
you felt like the genius. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
no.
You were able to read four
so
words.
So I only read the first
text.
X amount of words, and it was a good thing in my head for the first time. And then I landed my drone, reread the message, and said, "Who the fuck is this asshole?"
Yeah.
And I walked over to Chris and Donnie. And I was like, "Look at this dick face who just texted me."
Yeah.
And then I was like, "What the flying fuck?" I was just mad.
You could.
Oh, he just kept on cussing.
Yeah, what a true dronesman.
And then I wrote that message, almost sent it to his friend. My parents said, don't send it because then they'll use that in the piece.
Oh my God.
They're good and smart parents. And rare.
I looked
at your parents believed in the piece.
His parents believed their
own. Oh, yeah.
Not smart parents. No, they're like the opposite of that guy from Criminal Minds.
No, my parents didn't believe the message. They said, no.
They told you to ignore it. They vehemently told you to ignore it.
They told me to. They said, ignore it. It's not real. Block the number.
Oh, okay.
Look, someone.
Good save.
It's fake. Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, they looked it up.
Someone.
Yeah.
Answer. And then I was like, well, if I don't answer, then they're going to use something about me not answering.
That is the correct mindset.
Has some sort of publication or a blog and can write about Fasoli, the fall of his.
I want this to happen. And I want.
Brandon, we have access to the blog, but I'm not blogging this year. I'm doing zero blog 30 until I turn 34. I'm not. I mean, Nate is pissed.
How he started off as a promising valet driver at the lobster trap.
And
slowly
declined from valet.
So when I reread it, Brandon, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I was like, just like confused by it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was bullshit.
Thank you.
Gut check. Regret less, regress right. None.
Yes, no. But Fasoli,
the best bet is to get dressed to get some. You.
Yeah, I deserve that.
Yeah, you've been farting on Fasoli the whole time.
I just had a lot of gas and he's always around.
Dude, granted, Fasoli drives me fucking insane, but he is so much better than some of the other guys we've had on these trips. Remember LA? LA was like a fated video from the start. Like it was some weird.
So we did a Southern California video, and we went to Joshua Tree.
All had the flu.
Yeah, yes, and one of our camera guys seized in the parking lot. Yeah,
Joshua Tree with nowhere around.
Which I've never seen live. It is
scream, fell to the ground, bit his tongue, started bleeding.
Well, the scary thing about it is that 5 to 2 minutes prior, he was driving us in a Sprinter van.
But he wasn't even supposed to be driving us. It was the other guy, our other cameraman. But he was driving.
He was like, freelance.
He was a freelance cameraman.
And had lost his
camera. He lost his camera.
So he was just a man.
Our freelance cameraman. Yeah.
He was
just a man. Yeah. A freelance guy. So this freelance guy.
Freelance man.
He lost his camera. So he also couldn't drive for that reason. He had to sit in the
95 miles.
He had to sit in the passenger seat to look for his camera on the side of the road. So he made the other guy drive.
Right. And that guy was like in the wrong lane for us. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. I was like scared. I was like, all right.
Car. He had that seizure.
He got out of the car, seized, which is terrifying. Glad he's okay.
I did something cool there, and I don't know if it's medically appropriate, but I heard of it once.
First off,
his wallet out, and I put his wallet in his mouth.
You did. All right.
But didn't you read afterwards? That's like not what you're supposed to do.
Yep. No. Bite the wallet and start choking on that.
Okay, so this happened. This guy passes out. Everyone starts screaming. Us three were in the van still, and we all reacted terrifyingly. I've never seen you break
2 feet away from him.
The first time I saw you panic.
Yeah. Yes, because I was like, hey guys, and at first you're like, all right, Donnie, what are you doing? What's the prank? And then it's just like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Because I was like, guys, help.
I was more uncomfortable seeing you panicked than that guy seizing on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was getting
there was so much blood from him biting his tongue.
I know.
He hit his head.
Yeah, I had no idea. I know he was getting a fit off. Because he's wearing a V-Lone shirt, but I had no idea what was going on with him medically, and it was terrifying. Granted, you did stick this. I was like, that was kind of hot when you stuck the.
I thought it was hot. I only did that for a few.
When he stuck the wallet in his mouth, and now I'm to tell all the girls, Nick stuck the wallet in his mouth. It was awesome, and it looked like it worked.
Well, it helped me because before the wallet, I just had my. Had my finger in his mouth.
Yeah,
you did.
It was starting to hurt.
That was cute. Yeah.
You getting the wallet in there probably saved my finger.
I was diddly-daddling. Was
derailed from the get, but like, not like, I feel bad for him. The other guy.
He's good.
The freelance guy. He was like driving like 95 miles an hour. And he was.
We were on the LA highway.
Yeah.
Trying to pick up Labatt.
The first time we saw him.
I did not think he was like. Our producer.
So he was our PA, right? So like he was the one that was supposed to get signatures, be professional when we're doing dumb shit. And he was the biggest.
The PA, first off, PAs are supposed to be well mannered, well spoken, perfect posture, like just on the run, quick with it. This guy.
He was wearing pants like this.
But like they had the buttons on the side.
No, with the ones that zipped off.
But like he had them unbuttoned like up to here, so it was like real flappy. And then he was wearing an Atlanta Hawks jersey. No undershirt, so just like
armpit hair, like a Furby.
But he like, I felt like he was pretending to be a sports fan because he was like, okay, I got a job at Barstool Sports. He got a Hawks jersey, Trey Lance, and they were like playing at the time. Mm-hmm. And our first interaction, like we were trying to get a signature from our like valet because he was like, welcome us to LA. We're like, all right, where's this guy?
Yeah.
And he was just sitting outside of the van watching the Hawks on his phone. And they were winning by like 12.
It was like the computer.
Yeah, but then he was like pulling the side of the van.
It was a game one. Yeah. It was a round one, game one playoff game against the Knicks. Or I don't even know.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah. Just punching the van. The motherfucking Hawks.
It's like, oh, yeah, dude.
And then he was just
like, I was like, yeah, dude, I work at Barstool Sports. Yeah, I can understand. Like, that's, yeah, let it out, let it out, let it out.
But my biggest takeaway from him was, there's a lot. Oh, fuck, there's a few things.
When he pulled a prank on you?
He did not pull a prank. It was the weirdest. There was a part of it, part of the video where we had celebrity lookalikes come in. This is our most hated video by far.
Yeah. But it's not like...
Nick, you are a pessimist. It was our least liked.
Okay. There.
Yes.
But we were waiting on the lookalikes, and he walked up to me, full Hawks gear, doing the same thing every day.
Yeah.
Super flappy bottom of the pants. He looks at me. I look up at him. Then he looks down. I look down. And there's just a pair of fucking boxers in between us. And I look back up at him, and he goes... Undies? I was like, yeah, I guess, dude. And he picks them up. And he's like, are these yours? I'm like, no. And then he looks and he goes, these are mine. I was like, and then he like went into the bathroom. And I was like, what the fuck was that, dude?
Yeah.
Wait, I forgot that. Yeah. You told me that after, and I like, and I was in the car with him, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. And so...
And then the guy sees, and then he had to fly him home, so he left.
Yeah, so it was just one cameraman for the whole video, Corey, who usually is, like, directing things. But I think he shit himself, and so he had, like, clean underwear or something.
Either way, genius move.
Go change.
Either a funny prank.
But me and Jeff D. Lowe, when we were on Barstool vs. America, I would have underwear in my pocket at the bar, and I would drop it in front of him. I'd be like, yeah, dude. He'd come here with undies. And so like we tried.
It's a good prank.
Yeah,
undies. Try that. That's a new trend. It's a new fad. Undying your friends.
But that guy was also like, the first thing he said to us was like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I'm training to be a professional wrestler. We're like, what?
Yeah.
And so as he was driving 95 miles an hour, he had like the grip.
He had the thing that you like work on your hand strength.
Yeah. So I was just scared shitless on LAX. He's just driving. And I was like freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
Dodging van.
I remember we needed him to also film a scene in like this. Like a bunch of saint statues or something.
Oh, yes.
And we're like, where Jesus is he with statues. The camera? And then he came back up like crying. This is right before the seizure. The other guy's seizure, and he's like, sorry, guys, my friend caught on fire. And we're like, what?
Oh, yeah, his friend caught on fire.
He was wrestling stuff. He was like, yeah, sorry. And that's when he lost his camera. He was so distraught that his friend was ablaze.
Yeah, we were like, we really need to film this. He was like, hold on.
If one of my boys was on fire, I would like be distraught.
I know. His friend did not die.
Good friend.
Yeah. But no, if your friend, like, if his house caught on fire and he got burnt, that's one thing. But if he was trying to do a wrestling stunt.
He probably tried to do some warehouse in Brooklyn. He probably had some pyrotechnics and like
covered him in that like gel. And they're like, all right, this is what it's going to do. We're going to light all this gel on fire.
Oh, it was a stunt.
He's going to throw you through a table.
Yeah.
But the process of throwing you through the table is going to put out the fire. But I think he just threw him through his table. Fire. And the fire didn't go out.
Wait. Anyway, he got that phone call live. He was like, yeah, like, I just found out my friend caught on fire. Then the guy had a seizure. And then
lost the camp. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a whole ordeal. So, yeah, it's fun. We really had to like power through because that was day two.
Yeah.
That may have been day two. And we were in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Joshua Tree is in a town. We went, so like the cops or the ambulance took a very long
time. Really, really long time.
I think I watched like an episode of Lost, like while he was on the ground. I was like, you stuck the wallet in his mouth. I have nothing that I can do. Yeah. I might as well catch up on Lost.
Tried to help. And you were at least there, like trying to help around me and Nick. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever.
I was less confused after that episode when I just still saw him on the ground. But it was scary, and he's good now. So
And I remember that night we had plans like, yo, we got an Airbnb in Coachella. We're going to go to Palm Springs. But then after that, it was us three eating in like a fancy place in Palm Springs.
I got like a really smiling pizza. It was disgusting.
It sounds like we're complaining about everything because Palm Springs is one of the most beautiful, coolest towns in America. But we did have the slimiest slice of pizza. Jeez.
We went from the seizure to like our Airbnb.
Okay, it was
to do a choreographed dance, and I still had like this dude's blood on me, and we're like,
I forgot about the choreographed dance. If you go back to this video, you can see them doing the choreographed dance. I was not.
Yeah, we should not have been. But like, what can you do?
Just a smorgasbord of.
Didn't you have like a bite mark on from him? Like the.
Yes. Yeah.
That
yeah.
That was a tough one, man.
That was tough for you.
Like the other videos have been pretty much a breeze.
Yeah, I would say that's been our only valley. The rest,
dude, Alaska's dope. I love besides the weather, which sucks.
But we're here. It's on a rainy week.
I like it here. I like the vibe here.
I like the vibe. It's a little too like
we're in Anchorage, which is larger than the entire state of Rhode Island. We know Rhode Island's small, but still, that is
a city
gigantic. A
state, yes,
a lot to do, kind of.
Yeah. In the summer. Yeah,
you know, we've gone fishing. We've I don't want to spoil too much, but we've done.
Yeah,
a lot this video. Lot.
There's a lot you can do in the summers here. I feel like in the winters is when like we ask one dude, but like, what do you do? And he said, look at plates.
Yeah,
which. I still don't really know what he meant by that.
Yeah.
There's been just some interesting ass stuff, dude. But yeah. We were in that town where everybody lives in the same building, and that was pretty grim, I thought.
It was unsettling for sure, but at the same time sad, because like I don't know.
But at the same time, it's not like it's like you're going to a really shitty school, except you can never leave the school, like you live there, but the views are incredible if you have an apartment on the front side of the building.
My thing is like, doesn't the view just become your life, and then it's like that's just mundane
on a view.
But how I need to talk to someone who's had a
in the right mindset. Like,
the only reason people have views is to show off their view.
Yeah.
No, I actually think waking up in New York, like I just moved into a new apartment, I have a view of the river. I think seeing a body of water.
Yeah, but I need like, to talk to someone who's had a great view for like 40 years and ask them, like, do you still get enjoyment out of it?
Look outside and see like whales breaching. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I feel like the view in Alaska always changes with like all the clouds.
Yeah, it's beautiful here.
You can see a glacier from
there. It's beautiful here. Yeah, I would definitely recommend coming.
I wonder if they can get HelloFresh to Whittier.
They have Raising Cane's.
But yeah, no, we should talk about that.
Yeah.
Very hard to get delivery food there. There's only one tunnel that connects the town to the rest of Alaska, and it closes at night.
Longest tunnel in North America.
Yeah.
Sully, you were on Tinder here. There's like a diverse crowd of girls. You said a lot of like.
You can keep talking about it.
Progressive? Like, it's a more progressive state than you'd think. It's like it's a lot of lesbians.
25% of your cash, which is great. You can go to HelloFresh.com/story16. Use code story16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. That is HelloFresh.com/story16.
Story 16. And people always ask me, what's the game time? Like, I know, but people always ask me that. What is the game time code?
Anus.
It's just anus?
Yeah.
And then
let me DM them back because they don't listen to the podcast. They just want to know.
Okay.
So I'm going to hook them up.
This has been a long trip, but I swear Florida felt like a month.
Florida probably was close to a month, but yeah, that was a rough trip. That's probably my favorite vid.
That's my favorite
vid we've done.
This one I might beat it. I don't know. Our pilot was really good when it was just like,
dude, let's talk about how far we've come. Because the first concept, I mean.
Well, I didn't think there was going to be any come to far because far to come because
you thought that was going to be like a one-off video. A one-off video. Yeah, I thought that too. And if you go even further back than that, the original idea was just during COVID.
Yeah.
I wanted to do some travel content. And I was like, let's do virtual vacations, like a Google Maps travel show.
Yeah.
I knew you liked maps. I knew
Loved it was it.
Really funny. And I was like,
wow. You know, I was like, I don't have to like talk.
Your power would be awesome.
But just to settle it, let's just settle it. I love maps more than Nick is funny.
Abilities, we're gonna have a great show.
Thank you, Donnie. Oh, that was a highlight of the chords.
So I thought it was gonna be that, but then like COVID started to loosen up, you could actually travel. And
then you came to Wheeling.
Yes, I came to Wheeling, and Nick did have an idea. He came to me one day, and he was like, "What if we went on a road trip and just went to like three of the worst tourist attractions in the country?"
That was based off KB, though. You were obsessed with
it. Yes, yeah. You had written me about like all the worst states.
So I have a long-standing fascination with the largest ball of twine in Cocker City, Kansas. It's not like a positive fascination. I think it's pathetic, and the entire state's population is pathetic, yeah. And every tourist who's been there is pathetic. Then where did it stem to other largest things? And I was like, the largest pheasant in South Dakota. I hate those things. Then we found that you found a town,
Casey,
Illinois, which has like baker's dozen worth of the world's largest things.
No, because like, they have some of the world's largest and some big.
It wasn't
the world's largest by any means.
Yeah, it was just a big pencil.
The world record for the most world record breaking large things.
So we had the idea, let's do a video bringing like the world's largest crouton and presenting it to the mayor.
World's largest crouton being a stale piece of bread.
Mm-hmm. We did exactly that.
I cannot believe how well it worked out for
the mayor.
Just us reaching out. They brought the truck bed.
We put no effort into it at all. We were like,
guys, how are we going to make a crouton?
Climax of this video relies solely on like the mayor even showing up. But then he did, and then he like paraded it in his truck bed.
They put the truck bed for what they
and it was in the newspaper.
We made the front page of the newspaper. But I asked you, I was like, how are we gonna make a crouton? You're like, my friend's girlfriend will just like cut off the crust of a piece of bread and put it in the oven. And that's exactly what we had.
So I lived with him and her. I was like a permanent third wheel, and she burnt every meal we ever had. And so I was like, she can probably do this.
Give her a fresh loaf of bread.
She did a good job.
So actually, that wasn't the finale of our episode.
No. Oh my God. This might be still the craziest thing we have ever done.
Yes.
Shows.
This was election season.
Yep.
2020.
Yeah. And the fly landed on
and Ken Bone just had regained popularity.
Right. Because of the fly.
Oh.
It was the fly on Mike.
The fly was on Mike Pence's head. It went viral.
And like Ken Bone got jealous of the fly. Drove to his house.
We drove to his house in like a suburb of St. Louis in Illinois. Yeah, like a cookie cutter.
It was Missouri.
I think it was.
It was like in Illinois though. The summer. Yeah, we were in there, and it doesn't matter. But he, we come. First off, we trap a fly in like a McDonald's.
Trap a fly and then we lose a fly.
Yeah.
Somehow we
caught the same fly outside.
Like, this was wild because the whole time we were like, it'd be so hilarious if we let a fly go in Ken Bone's house. We're like, where are we going to find a fly?
Yeah.
And then we had like a 4-hour drive there. All of a sudden a fly appears because we're
filthy. The vans at the end of these trips are disgusting.
So we pull up to Ken Bone's house and we're wearing Ken Bone red sweaters, which are which is 4 years dated.
Way longer than it was 8.
It feels like. I don't even know.
We were so far off from being Thomas.
It was 2016, long 4 years. 8 years worth of 4 years. We're in his costume. We've got the fly in our cup. We pull up with our camera guys to his house. We knock on the door.
He's very good.
Mr. Bone answers. He was Mr. Bone. And
he opened the door and he goes, "You didn't ask me to record. We're off to a bad start." And he just walks in his house. He just followed him.
You got to show up to everyone's house and just shove a camera in their face.
Yeah, he was
pissed off.
So this is
I remember right before everyone was like, "Is it cool if we just show up filming?" And I was like, "You told us to come through." I think so. Immediately pissed.
Yeah.
So now we pissed Ken Bone off. We're about to go in his house. This is my first video I've ever done. And he has like a mute wife.
Yes.
Who was just like pacing and showing no emotion. She was like, an AI. Yeah. She might be an AI wife.
And then we were just like, can we sit down here for the interview? And they're like, if you want. I'm like,
oh. There was, yeah, it was.
He had an AI wife, yeah.
He had an AI wife and he's, I don't know.
Emo son.
Gay emo son.
Loves guns.
Ken Bone's son loves guns. Mm-hmm. Mine or
you can look back at the video.
I didn't say it was gay.
We
I did say
we wore masks.
I just assumed, yeah.
Right? Did we have masks on?
We had Matt.
Yeah, we had
we left a fly out in his house. He didn't like that either.
No, but first we had to sit down and talk to him for a while.
I was sweating. I was
look at him once.
And he was finally starting to cheer up. And then we were like, fuck, we have to fly. This was like your first bit, right?
Yeah.
Your first bit ever. And you know, I'm used to doing a lot of crazy shit, but that's like abroad where it's like you don't even speak the same language as someone. It's like easier to just,
yeah.
Oh, whatever. But like,
they're dumber.
Yeah. And you're usually, I'm not. I'm just
no, saying, the cultural difference makes it a lot easier.
Cultural difference where they think you're weird regardless of what you're doing.
Being in Ken Bone's house while he doesn't want you there, it was the most uncomfortable I've ever been.
When you were reaching for that fly, I wanted you to abort.
It was the
so bad.
Oh,
and I was like, we just spent so much time trying to catch a fly in the car. We have to fall through with the prank. I've never, like, anytime I've.
The interview was going terribly.
Horrible.
Every joke we planned and questioned, I was like nervous and not talking because it was my first time interviewing anyone.
Yes.
It was Ken Bone. He didn't like me.
Yeah. So imagine an interview that I
Ken Bone. In retrospect, I'd be like, fuck you, Ken Bone.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Why?
You know, why were we afraid of Ken Bone? He is a jumbo meme.
I've never seen.
He would run. Yeah. So I was terrified of Ken Bone.
Dude, him. He wore the sweater and he's like.
But we were in his house.
Like a garage sale sticker. And he just like, we were so afraid.
He was being so condescending and pompous toward us. Like we were nobodies. He was like, yeah, CNN was just here, did a piece. What were you saying? Or no, he didn't regard us as humans.
No.
He would just answer our questions and talk about himself.
Yeah, he never asked.
How the fuck did we get that wrong?
Now I'm pissed at him. Now I like want to I can't.
He wanted the fame. That's why. So, but first we have to get to the moment. I finally released the fly.
Dude, that was slow for me.
It came out and immediately his face just drops. And he was like, so is this what you guys do? You just you drive around releasing flies in strangers' homes?
That's what he said. That's exactly what he said verbatim. Yeah, so this is what you guys do?
Yeah, flies and strangers. And we were like, oh, we're so sorry. But then he's like, you know what? I have a salt gun.
We know we told an awful lie. We're like, we thought it was dead. And we just wanted to show you the dead fly.
Yeah, a good prank.
Sorry, Ken. We thought it was dead.
But he breaks out the salt gun. He comes over, and we're all like, "Shit!" If he misses the fly and it just leaves to another room in his house, it's like I feel so bad just leaving his house with just a fly somewhere in there. But he takes out the salt gun and fucking snipes it.
Yeah, he wastes it.
Takes it out, and that got his confidence all the way back up, where he didn't care. We released the fly.
Yeah,
he looked like the fucking man.
Yeah, that gave me a sense of like comfort in a way. But prior to that, I've never wanted to leave a house.
Yeah,
no one has ever wanted to leave a house. Amanda Berry has never wanted to leave a house.
I always have the shades on, which I think helps a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can pretend there's just a wall between me and Ken Bone, but you guys are just there shadeless.
No, I can't.
I'm not looking.
I'm looking even farther.
Dude, I forgot
inverted.
About that. And, like, the thing is, that was our most ambitious video, and we put that together in, like, 2 days, and we managed to, like, do a ribbon-cutting ceremony, had that crouton.
We were go-getters.
Yeah,
but like, I want to go back and watch that video. It was Rediscovering America was the title.
That was it.
Rediscovering
America. That was
I was about to say Birth of a Nation, but no.
It might have been.
No, that's the Hitler thing.
Yes.
It's a Hitler movie.
Yes, no, it was it was not.
Shit.
It had a similar
thing.
You can find it, but go back. The edit doesn't look that bad, but the raw footage, if it's out there. From start to finish of that.
Yeah.
Ken Bone.
We definitely, you guys should release.
I would sell that just like if you like have a cringe fetish.
If you have a cringe fetish, it will reach. It was insane. Yeah.
So we started at Ken Bone's house and now we're in Alaska. So it's just.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know what's better or what's worse. We're not going anywhere. We have made no improvements.
Our first pilot, our non-sponsored video, we set a world record and went to a public figure's house.
And now we're...
And today we caught a fish that had herpes.
That
just kind of fascinating. Yeah.
But we were on a boat in a beautiful... Well, actually, it was pouring out. just to say, like, St. Louis, Alaska, but yeah, we've also been to... Provincetown. We've been to.
I went back.
Non-cultural. Yeah.
Well, yeah, which is.
You loved it so much. Actually, Gay Pat, after you guys went to bed, he brought me to something called FAG Bash.
I'm sorry. That's like when a dog. When it's like when you say treat around a dog.
Yeah. Just let us say it. Jesus. One day.
Yeah, you did go to that, and was that in like a basement? You
know, it was in a basement. A lot of shirtless dudes just raving, and I felt like I had to do that just to prove I wouldn't get a hard on, and I didn't. So now
there's just the shirtless dudes. Now we can share beds. So fucking ripped.
They were so.
That's when I knew I have to start lifting.
Dude, when we had to turn the corner in those speedos,
there was a guy
that had the most perfect body and like straight.
It's not because it's gay,
but like wearing the same exact speedo as us, and he like turned green.
Yeah,
not with envy.
Yeah,
like the roller coaster like type
gangrene. Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
But what were some of your highlights? If you're saying going from Ken Bone's house to Anchorage is a lateral
move, it's not a lateral move. This is significantly better.
Yeah, but what have been some other? Forward move.
Well, I think one of our camera guys got laid and put in bay, which was awesome to even be like semi-associated to that.
But yeah. I would say put in bay was one of your guys' favorite spots.
Oh, I hated put in bay. I loved UP in the winter. We got to race sled dogs that ran the Iditarod.
That was the most peaceful experience of my life.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was like really...
Upper Peninsula is awesome. San Diego?
Tampa, Florida. San Diego.
Tampa, Florida. Remember,
Caleb just ending up in different cities.
Yes, he was all over the place. But remember, our very last day, we had those guys take us out on their boat, to the beach. Like one of them, at the end of the day, they came over to me. They pulled me to the side and they're like, "Hey, so like, what's like wrong with your boy KB?" And I was like, "What do you mean by that?" And they're like, "Well, he just like showed up to the beach with like 13%." Beers, or were they Long Island
iced? They were Long Island iced teas.
And then they're like, and then he invited a bunch of girls. We went and like had to use my boat to pick up the girls, but then he never talked to the girls.
Yeah, they were like friends, so it wasn't. Yeah,
don't worry. I went back. I go. I told him nothing's wrong with KB.
Yeah.
Okay. It was day 10.
It was.
But this has happened a lot in my life where I'll just be like being myself, and then like someone will either say like. Well, like what's wrong? And I'm like, fuck. this is me. Or like I'll be like being myself and people will start cracking up and I'll be like,
Dude, I hate whenever
fuck. It's not what I mean. I want to be funny, but I don't want to be it that way. And Nathan Fielder said the same thing. I'm not comparing myself to him. I think we're both just autistic.
Yeah.
Like people he developed his character from people just laughing at him for being his regular self. And he was like, what the fuck?
What the is the best reaction?
What the?
Yeah. It's so open-ended.
I thought you were being completely normal at the beach. Just the 13 percenters at a beach. I think that's just an aggressive.
That wasn't it. I had nothing to say to them.
But people always are just like, I can never tell when you're joking. That bothers me. Cause like I'll say something.
Yeah, I mean that like, shouldn't bother you.
Sorry about like your grandma.
No,
like, I can never tell when you're joking.
I mean that's your own fault. Trust
me. How is that my own fault?
Because you get me with shit like that a lot.
Like what?
I still can't tell is what I'm saying.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Episode 306.
Francis is back.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is.
I know you've been.
Oh yeah,
you had a series with him, and we've done things. So
we're not allowed back in China, unfortunately. Those were very different days. Mm-hmm. There were, but yeah, I don't think I'll be allowed back in China for years. But did you and Francis work at the company at the same time?
Never had any overlap with him.
Okay.
the power of it's odd to me. The Barstool fan base is odd, but powerful, because he comes back and they are like, oh, yes, we finally get to see Francis again. Barstool fans act like if you don't work at Barstool, you can't. Like, Francis was doing podcasts, videos, stand up, everything. And they're awesome. They refused to watch it until he got back to Barstool, which I appreciate the loyalty. It's wild. Yeah.
No, it is awesome. We have a live show in Boston. We're prepping some stuff.
We are.
Start out with a musical number with Kyle.
I didn't agree to that.
We're going to wheel out
a band. I barely agreed to the show.
Like, so the long
hat. Not be doing a music.
Raising and lowering the hat. And so I'm going to be like, Kyle, wake up. There's a show. And you're like, what? What is that? And then you're going to start like singing. And then we also ordered a barrel of tomatoes.
There will be tomatoes.
Yeah,
so those,
a news joke isn't good. Ours or the fans, everybody gets two tomatoes. So that'll be things like 50 seater.
Surprise
guests.
Surprise guests. Tickets are available.
Yeah.
Where?
Don't know.
No. You can find them, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you where.
I retweeted them.
Okay. Yeah, we'll whoever comes.
You guys will fill that out easily.
Well, no, it'll be fine. I'm excited.
The tomato problem.
It will be good.
Yeah, that's our first time talking.
I already started writing for it. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's starting out with KD musical number.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
And be on the lookout for Rediscovering Louisiana, maybe featuring Ben Mintz.
With Dave, I don't know if it's safe for our brand.
Or Buffalo, which still hasn't come.
Well, yeah, Buffalo. Donnie has his whole Baghdad
suit. Yeah, Baghdad. Watch
with a haircut that says you did look like Doug Fine.
Yes, I looked way better, though, with that haircut.
It was a brand new shape.
Yeah.
It was both 3D and flat.
Mm-hmm. I was so gross when I walked in there, and like, you can actually, if you freeze frame the video, you can just see I have like dandruff, my hair is super greasy, and I walked out of there the most swag I've ever
had. I always forget, Donnie, like, we'll be in like Alaska and I'll be like, dude, did you see that? And he's like, that Aleutian dude, and he's like, I'm like, he was just in Iraq for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, dude, like, this is like the biggest thing we've ever done in our lives and will do. And this is pretty boring for him.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say it's boring, but it was cool when we were driving by those mountains. And you guys, you grew up around a lot of those mountains.
No.
That was an insane.
The Appalachians, merely hills.
Just mesmerized on it.
Yeah,
mesmerized. I've seen cooler mountains than that. Like,
than what we just saw in Iceland or where?
Tajikistan.
That is Central Asia is such an underrated area of the world, in my opinion, from what I know about it.
Tajikistan was dope.
Turkmenistan, they have like gigantic marble.
I think we're going to start shifting to Rediscovering America Abroad.
We actually tried to do a Rediscovering America Abroad, and Nick told KB to get his passport like 4 months in advance.
Yeah.
And Nick actually followed through and got his passport for it. We were in San Diego. We were going to do a Rediscovering Tijuana. But KB never managed to apply for it.
Fuck it. And also, I'm done with leg day. I'm just doing upper body. I don't care. I was like, I don't give a fuck about, I'm going to be our parents. I'm only upper body from now on.
That was what we were talking about. So good.
I had to get that off my chest. Don't care. I'm done with leg day. I skip it. I'll skip it for indefinitely. Upper body.
That was fun to reminisce.
Here's exactly your reply to what I'm going to say. No, you're just
going to
say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah.
Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
That's a new untold story.